Welcome and good morning. Let's continue our devotional in the book of Psalms. We are now in Psalm 124, and let me read the 8 chapters or verses in this psalm. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. Then their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us a spree to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Now, twice has been repeated here this statement, if it had not been for the Lord was on our side. Now, in this Song of Ascent, as they continue to travel, the travelers were persecuted in the foreign lands. And once more, they recalled the experience that they had been suffering, they had been afflicted, just like how David suffered. And even they recalled one of David's psalms, and they sang one of the psalms that reflected their own experience, that their help was in the Lord entirely. Look at verse 1 and 2. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us. Now remember the psalmist also in Psalm 27, as he continues to recall about the necessity and the indispensability of God as their help, when the psalmist said there in Psalm 27, verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who builds it. In this manner, the psalmist or the traveler here just expressed that it was all because of the Lord. Only through God's grace and power have they been kept from much worse treatment from their persecutors. Their oppressors are as violent and destructive as a raging flood. In verse 3 to 5, we see that description. They would have swallowed us up alive. Their anger was kindled against us. The flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. So these are the descriptions of how the oppressors or the persecutors oppressed them. And even in verses 6 and 7, they are as cruel as wild animals and as cunning as bird trappers. They are having this been described as predators here. In verse 6, blessed be the Lord who has not given us a prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. They were really helpless before their enemies, but not really totally helpless because God was with them. So there was a twist here that travelers, having been persecuted, they have also a great protector. He is the creator on their side. Verse 6 and 8, blessed be the Lord, who has not given us a spree to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He mentioned about here the reality of having escaped from the oppressor. Let's not forget that in most cases, just like these travelers, these pilgrims, God allows each one of us to pass through some hardships in life. He permits the enemy to attack us. He permits hardships. But according to Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, that with the trials, he would give us a way to bear and escape it. In other words, we are not sheltered from the storm, that we are shielded away from the storm. It means that the storm, we are not going to pass the storm, through storm. We are going to pass through storm sometimes, as I say, that sometimes through water, sometimes through the flood. we are going through some afflictions and hardships in life, and God allowed it to happen because He meant for us to be strong and able to recognize His presence and His deliverance in the midst of those storms. So, like this writer, this traveler, he recognized that if it not been for the Lord was on their side, the Lord was their help, they would have perished. In short, when we go through some battles in life, the battle is the Lord's. It's not our battle alone. Let's recognize that God is with us. Even in Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let's reflect this to our lives today. Are you undergoing some kind of hardships? Are you passing through some dark tunnels? You cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel. It seems that you are groping in the dark. It's too soon to quit because we know that God will never leave us nor forsake us. God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, will never abandon us along the way. He will continue to fulfill His design, His purposes in your life and in my life. Remember, He is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. What can man do to us? Yes, He allowed and He will allow problems, hardships, difficulties along the path. But just like the psalmist David, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because God is our shepherd. His rod and His staff comforts us. Yes, we sometimes will walk in the valleys of the shadow of death, but thankfully, these are just but shadows that cannot hurt us unless God allows it to happen. And God is sovereign. Let's continue to recognize that it's all because of the Lord. If it is not been for the Lord was on our side, we should have perished. Today, let's put God as number one in our lives. Let's put Him before us. Let's just allow Him to take over our lives, and we follow Him, and we recognize that He is our helper. He is our preserver. Whatever it takes, He is there to protect us, preserve us, that we can pass through. We are not going to surrender and fold our hands and be discouraged. Let us continue to uphold the truth that God is with us, He will be with us, and never leave us. Let us pray. Father, thank You that You have encouraged us through this psalm, Lord, that we can reflect today of how faithful You were to the nation of Israel, to the travelers who were in distant lands. They were slaves and captives there. But thank You, Lord, that You have proven time and again that You are their faithful covenant-keeping God. You will not allow anything to happen in their lives without a reason. And by those trials, You prove that You are faithful to them. You didn't allow the enemy to overwhelm them. And in the same manner today, we can trust, Lord, that with the trials that we experience, You'll provide a way to escape that we'll be able to bear it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.